Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fool. Me a funny girl, the blessings are in the me a dead. Imagine cause I'm talking about the copper and over what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one-minded. I'm the one-minded to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed. Then me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican food in a Dutch pot. And from the news, they did everything I touch that. Tell Satan to get back. And I'm too blessed.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed. I'm so glad that you have joined me today for another broadcast of Vision. Truly God has been good to us. He has taken us through another year. This year is almost over and we are truly blessed that God has been so good to us. Dear friend, I'm so glad that you are listening in today. And I know that God will bless you and that there is a word for you today. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise and magnify your name. I thank you, Lord God, for how you have brought us through many dangers seen and unseen. I thank you, Lord God, that you have been watching over your people. I thank you that you love us. You care about us, and you care about everything that we go through, O God. And I pray for your people during this holiday season, O God, that you would truly continue to encourage and strengthen them. O God, it's not about material things, but it's about that is surrendered to you, a life that is dedicated to you, a life that truly is doing what you have called them to do. Dear Lord, we bless you right now. I pray for those around the world that are listening right now. I pray for the soldiers out on the field that are listening, oh God. I pray that you would encourage and bless them from the north, south, east, and west, oh God. Wherever your people are listening in Europe, in Central America, in the African nations, oh God, in the Middle East, Lord, in the Caribbean, wherever people are listening, oh God, we pray that you would bless them. Lord, you know all about those who are listening, even here in the United States, oh God. Continue to meet the needs of every family, oh God. Those who are in need of clothing and shelter, those who are in need of healing, we know that you're able to heal every disease right now, Lord. And we just give you glory and honor and praise. Because we know that truly you are great and greatly to be praised, O God. Bless your people, O God, once again. We just thank you because you're able, O God, to do the miraculous. You're able, O God, to do what seems impossible. And Lord Jesus, we thank you right now. I pray for missionaries on the field. I pray for pastors in persecuted countries, O God, and saints that are holding on in the midst of persecution, O God. Continue to bless them. Continue to help them, O God. And, Lord, we are just so thankful to you for all that you have done for us, for all that you continue to do for us. We bless you and we honor you, Lord Jesus. We magnify you right now. We thank you for being our God, our creator. And, oh God, even when you do nothing at all, we thank you, oh God, because we know that even when it seems like nothing is going on, Lord God, that you're always up to something. You're always protecting us. You're always guiding us. You're always helping us. And we appreciate you, dear Jesus. We appreciate everything. And we just say thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends, once again, I'm so glad that you have joined me for another title, our series of studies for the next few sessions as A Season of Hope. A Season of Hope. We recognize that this is our season of hope and that God is doing miraculous things over and over and over for us. And so if you would, turn in your Bible, if you have a Bible, to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, beginning at the 26th verse. The Bible says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail Mary, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he had regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. We ended the reading of Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 56. Dear friend, as I read this scripture, I hope that it brought hope to your heart. Luke chapter 1, beginning at the 26th verse, the Bible records to us that it was in the sixth month. And when we're talking about the 6 months, of course, we're referring to the Jewish calendar. And so it was in the sixth month that the angel Gabriel was sent from God. And we know that Gabriel and you know, he is one of the angels that stand before God daily, and he is sent forth a lot of times with good news to the people. Gabriel was sent forth to explain to a virgin, a young woman who had never been touched, that she was going to have a baby. Now we realize that Mary was engaged to Joseph, and that back in those days, and it really should be still in our day also, when a young lady was engaged to a man, it wasn't a sudden thing. It was a decision that had been made from the time that both of them were children, that in fact the parents had agreed on their engagement, and so she was probably only about 14 or 15 years old, maybe even 16, but it wasn't within that age range. And she was engaged to Joseph, and Joseph, of course, would have been in a similar age range or perhaps even older than her. But they were both young people, and they were engaged. And tradition, he could not touch her until after all of the ceremony had been done, the week-long ceremony for their marriage. And so at this time, they were just engaged. But engaged at that time meant that she was already committed to him. So, in fact, she was pretty much his wife, with the exception of they had not gone through the ceremony as yet, which included, of course, the consummation of the marriage when he went into the tent to her and they finalized the marriage by having sexual in encounters. And so we realized that they had not been intimate as yet, but the angel came to Mary and explained to her that the Holy Spirit was going to allow her to conceive without having been touched by a man. And so this is referred to as the virgin birth. And so when the angel came to her and explained this to her, she just for a moment wanted to know, you know, of course we know scientifically it's an impossibility for a woman to conceive without a man, because the woman must be mated with the sperm of a man in order for a baby to begin to grow inside of a woman's womb. So now the angel is telling her that this was not going to happen. She was going to have a child without the sperm being joined with the egg of the woman. And so, of course, having lived to the age of 14 or 15, Mary has seen many women who were pregnant and who had babies, and she knew that it did not make sense that she was going to have a baby without having been touched by a man. So for a moment, she just asked about that because it was normal to ask about something like that. But I want you to know, dear friend, that never did she question God as to why God chose her or why it was that she was going to do this. What she did was say, well, if that's the case, then I believe God. So look at verse 38. It says, and Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So it says, be it unto me according to thy word. So she recognized that the person that she was speaking to was an angel of the Lord, because it was normal back then for them to have encounters like that with God. They expected it. They were not afraid. You know, they might have trembled a little bit, but they knew that God did walk and talk with men as he was doing right now, that the angel was having a talk with Mary. And so Mary trusted God. She believed God because she knew about the promises of God, and she knew about the prophecies that had been foretold about the Messiah coming. And so she believed God. She trusted God. And another thing I want you to note, look in verse 39, and it says, Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste, H-A-S-T-E, haste. That word implies that she packed in a hurry and she went to visit her family member, Elizabeth. I want you to know that she did not hesitate to believe God, number one, and number two, she went to share her good news with another family member. So she believed God, and then she went quickly to share her good news. In other words, dear friend, when God promises that he is going to do something in your life, you've got to, number one, believe God, and number two, let others know that you believe God. Amen. So you believe God and you let others know that you believe God. So in other words, when God speaks to you, you must not doubt God. You must believe God and you must stand on the promises of God, that whatever God promised that he is going to do for you or for your family member, that his promises are sure. You can bank on the promises of God. You can stand on them, and you can know that God is not going to fail you. He is not going to fail your family. And whatever he says that he is going to do, he is going to do it. So, dear friend, the angel of God came and told Mary that she was going to have a baby. His name was going to be Jesus, that he was going to be the Messiah that they were looking for, and she did not doubt God. I want to encourage you today, dear friend, that this is your season of hope. Do not doubt God, but put your trust in him. Understand that if he says something to you, you must believe it. And dear friend, he has already said something to you. 66 books of the Bible. He has already written his love letter to you in the Bible, where he has told you about his many promises. He has told you that he would never forsake your family. He has told you already that he can help you to prosper, that your basket can be full and overflowing. He has already promised in his word that he would take care of you. And so, dear friend, understand this, that when you feel like giving up, don't give up. Don't give up, because God is already working things out for your family. Do not give up. This is your season of hope. This is your season to start your ministry again. This is your season to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Dear friend, whatever it is that you have been faced with in this past year, I want you to put that behind you. Put aside negative people, negative situations. Pray and ask God for direction, and he will give you direction. And so we see, dear friend, in Luke chapter 1, from verses 26 to verse 56, that Mary was approached by the angel Gabriel to give her the good news that she was going to be the virgin that was chosen to carry the baby Jesus. Dear friend, afterwards, Mary ran quickly, packed her things, went and spent 3 months with Elizabeth, who was carrying the baby that was to be John the Baptist, who was the cousin and the forerunner to Jesus. The Bible records to us that immediately when Mary actually made it into the hill country where Elizabeth and Zacharias lived, that the baby leaped in her womb, in her belly. When Mary greeted her, the the Holy Spirit just you know, touched John the Baptist, and he immediately leaped in her stomach. And it let us know that the news that Mary was bringing was true, that she believed God. And then if you notice that Elizabeth also proclaimed blessings over her. And blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told from the Lord. And so Elizabeth proclaimed blessings upon Mary again and said that because she believed that she would be blessed and that God would do great things for her. I want you to understand, dear friend, that God wants you to believe him. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to continually put your faith in him because he is able to do miraculous things in your life. He is able to do miraculous things in the lives of your children, in the lives of your family members, in the lives of your friends. If you have been praying for a friend to turn their lives around, don't stop praying. If you have been praying for a family member, if you have been praying, you know, for associates on your job, do not stop praying, dear friend. Continue to pray. Continue to trust God. Mary believed God, and God blessed her. God allowed her to have the baby Jesus, and of course we know that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came, he proclaimed, he preached, he taught, he healed the sick, and then he was crucified, and he rose on the third day, and he's sitting now at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. Dear friend, continue to seek the Lord. Continue to serve him. Continue to trust him. And never, ever give up. Always have faith in the true and the living God who came. Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Dear friend, as we close another session, I want you to know that Jesus loves you very much. He loves your family, and he always has open arms to receive you. And so if you ever fall down, don't stay down, dear friend. Get back up again. This is your season of hope. I just want to encourage you to trust God, to continually serve him. And if you are listening to this broadcast and you are not a Christian, I want you to know that you can confess your sins right now. The Bible says if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So ask Jesus to come into your heart right now. Ask him to change your life, and he will. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We magnify your holy name, Jesus, right now. I thank you, Lord God, for all those who have studied with me today. I pray, oh God, for them. I thank you, God, for healing that one that has been having very, very bad nosebleeds, and they don't know where it's stemming from. But, Lord, I pray that you would put a stop to that nosebleed right now. Heal that one, Lord God, that has been having those nosebleeds right now, and one that has been hemorrhaging, oh God, touch her right now. That stop that hemorrhaging right now. I know that you're able to heal in the name of Jesus. I give you glory, honor, and praise right now. Lord God, we thank you for healing right now. Father, in the lower abdomen, someone else has been having some other type of issue with the lower abdomen. I pray, oh God, that you would heal right now. Someone who's having problems with ulcers right now. Father, I know that you're able to heal in the name of Jesus. Someone right now has developed a viral infection, God, that has had them being real sick right now. I know that you're able to heal. I rebuke that viral infection right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for complete healing, oh God, of colds and flus right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for complete healing and deliverance for people with mental health issues right now, schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorders right now. I thank you for complete healing in the name of Jesus. We speak directly, O God, to everyone, Lord God, that has been having major depression in this season, oh God. We rebuke depression right now. We rebuke suicidal spirits right now, God. Suicidal thoughts, right? We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor, oh God. We thank you for complete healing and deliverance of your people right now. Be healed. Be set free in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, for ministers that are struggling, oh God. Lord, I pray that you would help them to do what you are calling them to do in this season, oh God. And we just give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, I thank you so much for listening. And we thank you so much for joining us. I want to encourage you to go on Amazon.com. I've got books available under Faith Read, R-E-I-D, Faith as in Faith in God, F-A-I-T-H-E, Read, R-E-I-D. Look up the books that I have, Do When My Life Turns Upside Down, Life Lessons from the Book of Ruth, A Tsunami Tale, a handbook on read. Look the books up and buy some books or borrow them on Kindle. I know that you will be blessed. Listen now as we sign off once again with our theme song, Too Blessed to Be Stressed by Second Chance Ministries. God bless you, dear friend. May the peace of God be with you and your family. Look up the books on Amazon.com and be a blessing to this ministry, as I know those books will be a blessing to your family. God bless you.
Make that summer we bless still with food. Me a funny girl, the blessings are running down. Me a dead, imagine cause I'm tossing out the cup around what I want it to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Hey! Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm dead to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be.